Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him turn unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. Let us all pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who hatest nothing that thou hast made, and dost forgive the sins of all those who are penitent, create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of thee, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A Sinner's Confession. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hide thy face far from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Thank you.
Let us confess our sins unto the Lord. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own heart. We have offended against thy holy law. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. We have done those things we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O merciful Father, for his sake, that we hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Assurance and forgiveness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Nation. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. O God of all the nations, we thank thee for this fair land which thou hast given us to enjoy. We thank thee for the heritage of our fathers and mothers in past generations who have made possible this people under thy blessing. We pray that thou wilt forgive us in that too often we do not walk courageously and faithfully in their train, in keeping with thy purpose and plan for our lives. O God, wilt thou bless the president of our country, strengthen, keep him in the great burdens which he has to bear. Wilt thou guide him by thy spirit in the making of his decisions. May he do supremely that which is right. And we pray that thou wilt help us to be better Christian citizens in faith, intelligence, and in obedience to thee and thy divine will. Save our country from pride and arrogance and the effort to force other people into our mold. Help us to be used of thee in sacrifice to be a blessing to all people. Bless our young men and women who give of their lives for freedom. Wilt thou strengthen and keep them and preserve them, we pray. And wilt thou give them a victory that will be lasting and in keeping with thy will. Bless, we pray, the pacifists who are among us, We thank thee for their witness. And we join them and others in a prayer for peace this day. Help us to be willing to go not only the second mile, but the third and the fourth, if necessary, to find a cessation to the present conflict in Vietnam. Help us, O Lord, to be more anxious to do thy will in keeping with thy purpose for all the nations of the world. And we pray for all peoples, the leaders, wilt thou help them to seek peace and justice for all men. We pray, Heavenly Father, for our state and for the legislature and the governor. Be with them as they assemble themselves together today. And may they, O God, worship thee and not the almighty dollar. May they be more interested in the forward progress in Christian ways in this state rather than seeking the way of wealth and political power. Bless, we pray, to this community of which we are a part. Wilt thou be especially with the poor in material ways. Wilt thou help us to know what we can do in the war on poverty that is personal and vital and Christian and in keeping with thy spirit. Our Father, we pray thy blessing upon our seminary family. Forgive us of the sins which thou hast found here. And wilt thou help us, O God, from this day to take a new path, a path of courage, of openness, of freedom, and complete devotion to the truth that we find in thee and in thy word. And so may we go from this place as sons and daughters of thine, and as citizens of the heavenly kingdom. For we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our only Lord and Savior. Amen.